Melbourne researchers say they've found a way to prompt the body to clear chronic viral infections, including HIV, hepatitis and tuberculosis. They now want to start human trials. Simon Lauder reports.
The fight against HIV has focused largely on antiretroviral drugs to keep it in check. But Dr. Mark Pellegrini says hormones which can reinvigorate the immune system may be able to achieve what drug therapies can't.
We now wouldn't be talking about HIV as a chronic disease. We would be talking about it as a potentially curable disease.
Dr. Pellegrini and his team at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute injected a mouse with a hormone called interleukin-7. They found it reinvigorated the animal's immune system, allowing it to clear a chronic infection.
If we treat those mice with interleukin therapy, we can actually clear this virus, which is really quite overwhelming in the mice and is never cleared. So if we have two cohorts of mice, one given a placebo, those mice never clear the infection and it really overwhelms the immune system and the immune system succumbs to the disease. Whereas in the mice that are treated with interleukin-7, for 3 weeks we can actually effect a cure such that the virus is actually eliminated from their blood and from most of their, or indeed all of their organs like the lung and the brain, which are sort of reservoirs for that particular virus in the mice.
Does it follow that the same therapy could be used to clear HIV in humans?
It would certainly follow that same therapy could be used to boost immunity in HIV and either better control or perhaps even cure HIV in the long term, but this would always be used with our current drug therapies as an adjunct to our current drug therapies. But certainly the data would indicate that there is hope that HIV could be turned around into a curable disease in the long term.
And this doesn't just apply to HIV, does it?
We don't think so. We think that the findings would also be applicable to people that have got hepatitis B or hepatitis C and aren't curable with our current set of directly acting viral drugs. And perhaps it could have applicability to other infections too, for example, people who have got multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. So the applicability is actually across the board with regards to many infections, but at the moment we've only tested it in this single viral infection and it's a matter of translating it across to other potential infections.
Research on interleukin-7 has been going on for years and the Executive Director of the National Association of People with HIV, Jo Watson, warns it's still early days. But she's encouraged.
I'm one of those fans of the notion of immune-based therapies. I think the work that these guys are doing is incredibly exciting.
Dr. Pellegrini says he wants human trials to begin within a couple of years. His findings are published in the latest edition of the journal Cell.
Simon Lauder.